Hello! This is Coast to Coast. No, it's not. I wish it was. This is BBS Radio, better than Coast to Coast. This is your host, Tom Edison, and the name of the show is Connect the Dots. That's it. Connect the Dots, and we are going to connect the dots tonight, as we always do. This is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. And in case you didn't know, I write songs. I connect the dots when I write songs. I've been writing songs for a while. We got albums out there at the CD Baby Music Store. You can find the link. You click on the name of my show, it takes you to the CD Baby Music Store link. My two albums are out there. And if you were venturous enough to buy one of those albums, you'll see that I'm connecting the dots even in the songs. And I say, when I write a song, there's something to it. It's not just mush. Though I had to write those songs too for fun. This is the show where I talk about the note creatures. That's it. They're not musical beings from the planet of the tunes. No, the note creatures. It's an acronym for not of this earth creatures. I call them the note creatures for short. They're here. Yes, they are. They are here. They've been here for a long time. In fact, the whole universe is here right now, watching what happens on planet Earth. And in regards to creatures from other worlds, my best wishes to Art Bell, who recently left our realm on Friday the 13th. For those of you who don't know, he was the man who started the Coast to Coast show, where they started talking about ETs, UFOs, and all kinds of other weird things. Hey, I talk about those things, too. I'll talk about Bigfoot, not that I know that much about him. Somebody calls up and talks about him, yeah, because I've listened to a lot about it. I've got my own theories on Bigfoot. The hairy one. And so the note creatures are here, not of this earth creatures, N-O-T-E. Think of a musical note, then think of some E.T.-looking creature. Well, they're here, the good guys and the bad guys. Just in case you weren't aware, back in 1993, an extraterrestrial realities video was released where the person being interviewed mentioned that at that point in time, back in 1993, there were 54 known negative evil-type ET races interacting with humans on planet Earth. 54 of them. That's a lot of trouble that we have to deal with. And, of course, it's the evil ETs that give the technology for time travel, teleportation to the U.S. military. Isn't that wonderful? And they've kept it from us. Well, in the future, we're finally going to get that information given to us along with free energy, because the good ETs are here, and they are cleaning house, getting rid of some of the trash that's been giving the human race a hard time, and eventually they plan to release that important technologies that will surely help us out. I can't wait for free energy machines. I'm sure you're interested in having them appear also. Just think of how that will change the world. Travel won't cost anything, pretty much. Hey, something to look forward to. So anyhow, the good ETs, Pleiadians, Sirians from the planets, or the systems, Sirius, star system, also known as Canis Major, and the dog also known as the Dog Star. In fact, the famous comedian did a movie called True Man a number of years ago, and he's, you know, a man living in a plastic domed bubble his whole life. That's a TV show. And as the show goes on, the movie goes on, he begins to notice a lot of weird things. First of all, there's always some excuse why he can't leave the bubble. And everybody's in on it around his whole life. And his whole life has been filmed. And, you know, it's like a total reality show of a real person living his life from birth. And one of the he walks out to his car, and a projection lamp drops out of the sky and smashes on the street next to him. And on it says, Canis Major. And, of course, those of us who know something about stars know that Canis Major is also the Sirius star system and also otherwise known as the Dog Star. So, but the real Sirians are here. The word is the motherships are out in the Oort cloud. You'll have to look that one up if you're not sure what the Oort cloud is. It's something, a region just outside our solar system, and there's all smaller ships floating around, cloaked close to the Earth. And, of course, the Pleiadians here are here. They were influencing humans to write books back in the 1980s. I have a few of those books myself. And supposedly, they have crystalline light systems within their body as opposed to us having blood. But they're humanoid, and I guess we'll be seeing them in the near future along with some of the other races. Eventually, they are going to bring on full disclosure. Forget about government bringing out full disclosure. Our government's been lying to us from God knows when. certainly, right after World War II, definitely. Lying to us about everything, using us, abusing us, and just selling us out. So they're not going to give us full disclosure, but the good ETs, the word's out there now. I'm on Twitter, so that's where I'm picking up a lot of this information, and there's our ETs. Giving a lot of information out there, and I'll give a free plug for an ET any day if they're here to help us. And if you're on Twitter, the word is Cobra Info One, just like it sounds. And this entity tweets one tweet. Short statement after another, and there continues. There's, I don't know, 600, 700 out there now. It just started in March. And explaining everything that's going on behind the scenes, practically. So if you're interested in what's happening behind the scenes in regards to the good ETs, getting rid of some of the bad ETs, you go to check out the site, you know, at Cobra Info One. And you'll get an education quickly. And this show is called Connect the Dots. And your host, that's me, my real name is Tom Edison. And I really am a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. In a week or so, I'll be having my new site set up. Available for cell phones, so you can click on and scroll down on your phone. And while we're talking about phones, don't even think of buying the 5G phones. when they start selling them, because you don't really want to be connected with this network, and you better turn off your Wi-Fis when the network comes up and running in your neighborhood. Right now, if you look out to your telephone poles, the phone companies are running around like frantic ants, putting up more wires, putting up the power cylinders that look like garbage cans up the top of your telephone pole, and eventually they'll be setting up the small rectangle broadcasters that broadcast energy beams in arrays of thousands or more. And basically small energy weapons. So if you happen to be standing between your Wi-Fi hookup in your house and the broadcasting 5G on the telephone pole out your second-story window, it's going to be punching holes in your body, causing free radical damage, destroying cells. And the words out, the 5G network also affects the spin of your electrons. They know all this stuff, yet they're putting it out. It's all part of the NWO, New World Order plan to destroy 95% of humanity. And they're getting away with this, and nobody is complaining. And, of course, your mayors and city councils, they're all asleep at the wheel. The only thing they understand about life, bribe money. Yeah. And they have no concept of all that's being worked behind the scenes to affect human beings negatively. Even if you told them about it, they're not interested. You know, they're only interested when they see money. That's all they're interested in. And by the way, I hear the money deal is going to be a changeover. You really got to read what these ETs are talking about. I mean, they're talking about changing the whole system. They're also talking about the banks are going to be closed for a week when what's called the event happens. But don't worry, everyone's going to get their money when they reset the system up. I mean, they have the scientific answers to everything. It's good to hear that somebody who has knowledge is finally going to be working for good. Hey, did I tell you this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008? That's something you can use your cell phone for. But don't you dare buy a 5G cell phone, because it's only going to attract all this bad energy. And they know it's bad energy, because I hear that the 5G cell phones, they have a shield in them to protect the user, right? There's a strip of metal right down the middle on the inside of the phone. Of course, your hand's still going to get bombarded with powerful energy beams when you're holding the phone. They want to protect the rest of your body. So if you can imagine thousands and thousands of tiny little transmitter high-energy beams hitting the outside of your phone, all focusing in around you. It's not good, and God forbid anybody that steps between you and the broadcaster, they're going to be severely harmed. Hey, when your electrons spin on water molecules and you're 70% water, it starts getting affected, and other bad things it does to your body, plus creating free radical damage. Look that one up in case you're not aware about health. That's how your body has all kinds of problems, with free radical damage. Yeah. And while we're talking about bodies, apple a day keeps the doctor away. No, not really. That's an old saying that was plugged out there. Like I've said on other shows, this is an educational show. And if you eat apples, you need to be concerned about where the apple come from. Because the basic apple form, unless it's an organic apple form, uses an arsenic-based coating sprayed on the apples to keep the insects. Of course, we know arsenic kills. So it keeps the worms away and stuff, but the coating is left on the apple, and some of it actually seeps through the skin. So you're ingesting a certain small amount of poison every time you eat an apple. And we could say that we were forewarned about that, though the public was never told. Anybody that's familiar with one of those Walt Disney famous cartoons from his heyday, in particular the one called Snow White, if you've seen it, you're familiar with the scene where the Wicked Witch puts the apple into the poison brew, and the apple becomes the poison apple meant for Snow White. Well, it's kind of a, I don't know if that was intended to warn us what was happening already, but it was happening already. Apples were being poisoned with arsenic-based compounds to keep the worms out of them. And you were ingesting a little poison every time. Hey, I've eaten those poison apples myself. We all did. Now there's organic apples out. So that's why you want to choose organic apples. But of course, we still have, now we have a new problem, the chemtrail poisons that settle down on everything at ground level. Eventually, they spray them up in the sky because mad scientists think they're going to block out the sun and stop global warming, when in fact there is no global warming. The more you look into it, you see the whole thing's a hoax from the beginning. And, of course, the reason of the hoax was to get those chemtrail planes up there to poison us, just like they're putting out the 5G network. Protective testing. Just put it out there. We know it's going to kill them, but that's what we want to do. This is the sick world we're living in. And all I can say is thank God the good ETs have shown up. And eventually they're going to show themselves, and but beforehand they have to deal with all the trash, the bad ETs on our world that are looking to destroy us, to take our world over, just like they do in the science fiction movies. Yes, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, the ETs are the ones behind the Illuminati, the New World Order, and all those other ruling people, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Bushes, that think they're ruling the world. They are nothing but pawns for the evil ETs. It's about time they wake up and understand that they are traitors to the human race. They're serving another race of evil creatures from another planet. Yeah, that's the bottom line, you know? But they're not aware of that. They believe their own BS, that they're controlling the world, you know, the bankers and all that stuff. Hey, the banking system was set up by ETs, really. Hey, it's in historical documents. If you don't know about it, that's because you haven't accessed the historical documents that point to this. Well, it goes back a long time, hundreds of thousands of years. Yes, we have records that go back that far on Earth. If you're not aware of it, you're not aware. And, you know, nobody's blaming you, because we've all been kept in the dark on purpose. And let me just flip the switch here and move on to something else. You know, I have, there's an interesting site you might want to check out if you, let me see, if you were to go to, well, not everybody goes on Twitter. You can just punch it in. You know, I ran for president last election, and the site is still up. It was called Tom Edison for President. TomEdisonFor. President, President, 2016.com. Tom Edison for President 2016.com. The site is still up. And if you go on there, you can actually hear a couple of my songs all the way through for nothing. Is that unbelievable? How many other candidates did that for people? And one of the songs, The Common Man, it's a song written to wake people up to what's going on behind the scenes and how we're being manipulated. And the words themselves could be considered a poem almost, blank verse, of course. And I just thought I'd read it to you, and then maybe that'll inspire you and to go hear what these words sound like when they're put in a song. I've got two versions. I got the studio version and the live version for free to listen to on my 2016 presidential website, TomEdisonForPresident2016.com. So the name of the song is called The Common Man, and these are the words. Sounds better when I'm singing it, but I'll just read it here. They feed him lies through the TV screen. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. Controlling powers have taken control of every aspect of his life. They subjugate him to unfair laws, inflict upon him overburdensome debt. They school his children to be worker slaves. They tell him that they know what's best for him. That common man who's the victim of their evil plan. Every time he tries to take a stand, the cards are stacked against him. Religious leaders misinform him as the legal system crucifies him. They're slowly killing his pursuit of happiness, a systematic plan to rob him of his freedom. They've given him an ID number. They want to take away his sacred spirit, a nameless face on a piece of plastic, a barcode chip to be implanted in that common man who's the victim of their evil plan. Every time he has tried to take a stand, the cards were stacked against him. He is falling by the wayside. He needs your helping hand. That common man, the common man, is you and you and you. That includes women, too. But that's the deal. That's the harsh reality that some of us will recognize it and see it in our lives, but it's being perpetrated against the human race. And eventually, you know, we have to do something to change that. I mean, the purpose of the present-day ongoing wrongful manipulation of humans on a global scale is to continuously subject mankind, including women, to stressful situations, unending confrontations, and fear, so that humans will have been adequately conditioned to passively accept a one-world government takeover of planet Earth when the planned event actually happens in the very near future. Of course, that is the agenda of the New World Order, the NWO. It's got nothing to do with professional wrestling. hey, the common people have been turned into sheeple. Have you noticed? Have you noticed the illogical and self-serving actions of lawmakers, central banks, and big world corporation cartels, as well as other groups, bears fact to the testimony that misguiding, subliminal suggestions are being sent to key people that have the money power to destroy both the moral cohesion of society and the health of planet Earth in a very short period of time, and boy, they are doing it now. You know, I tell people, you know, Put your head on straight. Wake up and look around and reason it out for yourself. A perfect example is, hey, if you really own your property, no one can force you to pay property taxes now, could they? How many people really own their property? People that are rich enough to own their own separate uncharted island, Pacific Ocean, maybe they are. Well, anyhow, I put this book together called Connected Dots Theory, and there's all important information and explanations in the book as to why things are the way they are. And it's important to understand why, because once you understand why things are the way they are, you understand what you'll begin to comprehend that things need to be changed and what specifically things need to be changed. An important thing to consider is that, the human race hasn't been awake as much as they should be, because every time the concerned people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, surely after the implementation of that system, the adversaries of humanity, ETs, evil spirit beings, and so on, implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil the good things we put together. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and or sabotaged. Hey, that's the harsh truth, you know? We have to be on our toes all the time, because as soon as we let our guard down, our adversaries are looking to tear down what we built up. And the human race fails to be prepared, you know? We get something good and then we sit back and relax. Look at the United States of America. It all sounded so great and beautiful. The revolution, you know? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And then as we sat back, things started to fall apart. We have a caller? Well, let the caller speak.
Hi, this is Johnny Blue Star.
Hey, Johnny Blue Star, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Well, I, came to speak to you. I don't know if I'm deviating from what you've been talking about, but
okay.
I've been reading your book.
Just speak loud.
I was reading your book over the last few hours. I haven't finished it, Connect the Dots.
Oh, well, thank you.
Very, very interesting. I mean, it's difficult in certain ways for me because the theory is so big, you know what I mean?
I mean, yes, on the cover of the book,
it's just the way it's described.
I call it
initially.
A multifarious theory. In other words, there's more than just one theory within the book.
Yeah,
so
it's very complex.
Different areas.
Complex in a certain way. It looks simple in a way when you first look at it. Oh, it's a fairly small book and so forth, but it's profound in certain
well,
ways. I don't know what
to
completely think about.
In
I do think that you're on something.
So, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I've got a question. This is a little bit off the. It's on the subject of your book. I don't know if you know this, but I wrote a book about the fallen angels, so to speak. It's a science fiction book called The Thrice Born. It's sort of like a. It's more like an Indiana Jones book. It's a novel. It's not like your book, which is more of a serious exposition. But it does, because it's based on the Book of Enoch and other texts about the fallen angels, it has a certain, a certain relationship to the story of Nibiru and so forth. Why did the Nibiruans go after gold?
Why did the new Nibiruans do what?
Why did they mine for gold? Why were they interested in gold?
The knowledge I picked up from reading Zachariah Sitchin's books, who is one of the authorities on the Niba ruins. I call him the beings from the 12th planet, because that was the name of his book, The 12th Planet.
I'm acquainted with his work to some degree.
Yeah, the gold has to do with, the main thing as told in the Sumerian scriptures, the tablets from which the information is taken, was that they were having a problem with their atmosphere on their planet, the planet Nibiru, or however it's pronounced. And that's why they needed the gold to somehow help contain their atmosphere or correct what was going wrong with it. And they would, pulverize it into fine particles, kind of like what the mad scientists are trying to do with the on Earth with the chemtrails. But that's the main reason. And, of course, gold is valuable for a lot of other reasons it doesn't get mentioned in the Sumerian text.
In my book, that's totally fiction. The gold, these creatures, these people, I don't know what to call them, they're sort of like angels. They have wings. They come from a higher level of consciousness, a higher plane of vibration, and they come down, and they're in the place that they are, they're eternal. Their bodies don't decay.
Once you get into the fifth dimension, you are eternal. There is no time.
Well, that's where they are in a dimension like that, but they're traveling to another place in something they call the Ascender, which is like a spaceship that goes to multi-dimensions. And they arrive on Earth sort of by accident, or it seems like an accident, and most of them, except for one of them, loses their mortality. And they actually create a synthetic immortality using, and gold is one of the factors in creating this technology. I mean,
well, it's very interesting. I mean, actually, there's another use for gold. It's called monatomic gold, where you heat the gold up to whatever the temperature is, and it actually disappears in the air. The particles get so fine and monatomic, one atom, gold atom per one gold atom next to the other, and it actually, to your eyes, it physically disappears. And supposedly that has some health benefits to it also. So you're not far off with your science fiction from reality.
Well, the philosopher's stone in alchemy, which is what the goal of the alchemist would be, and we're talking about physical alchemy, is to create gold out of baser metals, but it's also to create the elixir of immortality. I don't know, have you guys talked about the story of Pulcinella at all?
I'm not familiar with that story. What's the story?
Well, this is a very interesting story. I'll just try and... It was introduced the majority of, sort of mass media through a book a long time ago called The Morning of the Magicians, which has all kinds of interesting stuff in it. But Pulcinella was a classical alchemist in the 20th century. He wrote an amazing book called Mystery of the Cathedrals, which talks about the alchemical basis for a lot of the architecture and statues and so forth in the cathedrals, and a little bit of the history. But at any rate, supposedly at some point he found the Philosopher's Stone, and he changed, led him to gold, but he also made a transformation, a physical transformation, and he basically, according to his interpretation of the agenda of the alchemists, he had to disappear. And so he was about in his 70s when he disappeared, and his disciple, Cancilia, Eugene Cancilia, took over his work. Now, years later, I don't know exactly how many years later, 20 years later, something like that, Fulcanelli came back, and he was of the appearance of a man in his 40s.
Oh, yeah, and, it's unbelievable, actually. You know, it's quite believable.
Well, I
mean, there's a lot of
easy
explanations to that story. I mean, first of all you have to, when you gain the scientific knowledge how to vibrate your own body faster and all your cells start vibrating, you'll become invisible to those around you. Then he might have gained knowledge or access to how to enter a portal or move into another dimension, and that also make you disappear. Then the fact that he comes back with a newer body, it says he reconnected with his higher self and manifested the new body, and found his way back on purpose.
It's just as though at a certain point, the physical body, as you develop spiritually, can transform itself into a different type of body, which is more like, it's sort of like an astral body, but it's actually, in a way, it's physical. In other words, you are not passing through the death process. You're not leaving your body. You're taking your body with you. Or I'm not saying you wouldn't be able to leave your body, but I'm saying in this case, your body is part of you in a kind of permanent way. And I think this has a lot to do with maybe the true story of the resurrection and of Jesus and his ascension and his return.
Well, as far as I understand, that once you gain the knowledge of time travel, you do take your physical body with you and you go to another timeline. And when I was talking to try to simplify this as simple as we can make it, when I was talking to somebody who was working on, who had worked on the time travel project, the Montauk project, he explained to the group of people that I was with listening to him that if you imagine time being a sphere and you living your life, you're in the center of the sphere. The time travel is you pop out the edge of the sphere and then pop in at another location. And that's how easily time travel is done, once you learn the tricks of doing it. And you do take your physical body with you. And you come back with your physical body. Now,
go ahead.
In order to manifest a new body, well, you have to go into the faster vibrating dimensions, connect with your higher self. And in the higher dimensions, there exists what's called a light blueprint of yourself. And that light blueprint has you, every second you've existed, the light blueprint has all the information about that. So if you can connect with your light blueprint in the higher dimensions, and you're not violating any laws or anything, universal laws as to coming back young, I believe there are some rules of play involved in this, you could come back as a younger you, or you could come back in a totally different body, as you were prerogative, but that's what I know about that. Now, what were you going to say?
There are lots of alchemical stories. Like, one of them I remember is that, I'm not saying they're true, but this woman, she was like a maid, of a, I guess related, in an alchemical household. And she took some of the elixir of immortality, and she started to grow back her hair and her teeth and so forth. You know, it's like there's
a real
something to do with the altering of genes, the
No, what you're telling us now, is this a real story?
I may have distorted it just because of my memory. I'm not sure. Yeah, this is a typical type of story about people who've been involved with the Philosopher's Stone. Another famous story is about Nicholas Flamel. Nicholas Flamel and his wife. Now, Nicholas Flamel lived in the Middle Ages, and he was a scrivener. A scrivener is somebody who basically copied manuscripts because there wasn't any printing press, right?
Right.
And he had a dream about this book. I think it was called The Book of Abraham. And, you know, he occasionally would get books, you know, they'd buy and sell books too. And the book finally came his way, and it was a book about alchemy. And it was a Kabbalistic book, too. And he just tried and tried to figure this out, and he couldn't figure it out until he met a guy from Spain who was a Jewish Kabbalist. And they interpreted the book. They went to Spain and came back. And he, like Fulcanelli many centuries later, according to the story, he created the Philosopher's Stone and turned lead into gold. Now, the interesting part of this is that when he died and his wife died, they left a tremendous amount of, you know, like money or, you know, wealth to the Catholic Church, and they built orphanages and different structures for them. But the story is that they had what you call an alchemical funeral. In other words, they didn't really die. They just were buried. So people would think that they died. And a year later, a writer, a traveler, came across some people or a person who said they had met Fulcanelli and his wife. It was 100 years later, and they were traveling around the planet, you know, sort of a group of philosophers. And that's the story of Nicholas Flamel.
Yeah, very interesting. There are ways to do things, definitely. Some people have the secrets, some people have assistance in doing these so-called amazing things. And we're moving into the fifth dimension. Everybody is talking about it, at least on the internet. And eventually, these secrets will be revealed to many of us. And, of course, there are many stories out there about people who have, left this world on their own through knowledge and sometimes helpful hands of those on the other side, in the higher realms. And, this is a reality we're just beginning to learn about and accept. And we're all going to reach immortality eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether we just move into it
recently,
when the so-called event happens, or
even
if you die, you wake up
in
immortality.
I'm sorry?
So you were saying what?
I was just saying that these thoughts that we're being seen on the internet and so easy to access, you know, a couple of centuries ago would have been considered to be a heresy. And most of this material was heavily guarded underground.
Right.
Because it was dangerous to talk about.
There's always been a suppression of knowledge. I mean, when you look back at how many hundreds of thousands of years, advanced races from other worlds were here, and we must be a joke throughout the universe. Yeah, go to Earth. The people there are so stupid, and you just keep it stupid, and you can rule like a god. And that's part of been the dilemma about our planet, unfortunately, and only the privileged few get to get the special knowledge. But luckily, that's going to change very soon. There's this thing coming up called the event. Has to do with a pulse from the central sun of the universe. And it's going to clear away a lot of negative energy. And then we have the physical ET beings are here to remove the unwanted physical creatures, the negative creatures, the reptilians, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, if I would imagine it's going to happen within the next 5 years, or seven maybe, something like that. All of this is going to transpire. I mean, I've come across the information already that something like July 7th or July 17th, 2025, is the last year for the whole planet to ascend at once. And the beings that are here, the good guys, they kind of want to see us do that. So chances are, we'll all, those of us that are still alive at that point in time, and it might happen a little sooner, but chances are it'll be taken down through the wire because there's so many people still asleep on this planet. If we're still alive at that point, chances are we won't have to die the physical death. We can consciously, we'll all be consciously brought into the fifth dimension, the faster moving vibrations, and it's something to look forward to.
I would definitely look forward to it.
I don't know how much you've heard about that. Have you heard about the event that's coming?
Yes, I've heard different interpretations of that idea. I have to say that in my own case, although I know and read about a lot of things, I sort of really draw the most, the things that are important to me, I draw from my own experience. So there's, out there, there's a lot of things that I think might be true, but I have to wait to find out what I really think by my experience.
Yeah, well, experiencing is believing. And like I said, if we're still alive around that point, chances are it'll happen just before that point because it's a conscious effort of the higher evolved universe. They want the whole planet to ascend. I mean, it'll be the first time it's ever done, so there's plenty of incentive there. And, we kind of deserve a little treat like that after all the suffering the people of Earth have to go through.
I would agree.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait, really,
Can I read a small paragraph or two from your book?
What's that?
Could I read a small paragraph or two from your book that really amazed me?
Yeah, sure. Anything to promote my book.
Oh, this is in chapter one. This is from chapter one.
Okay.
And it's a definition of dimensions.
Okay.
It says the 12 generalized zones of our universe, each of which maintains different vibrations and light energy parameters. These dimensions are both separated and connected by energy threshold barriers, sometimes referred to as veils of light. What we on planet Earth recognize as physical reality is happening within the first three-dimensional zones, realms of total reality. However, it is known that dimensions 1 through 9 interface with planet Earth. It is also known that the dimensional zones vibrating faster than our physical reality, the energy levels, and when these dimensions vibrate faster than our physical reality, the energy levels and speed of light increases. I find that very fascinating.
Everything is actually known already. And I picked up some of this fantastic information from reading books that were written in the last part of the last century. People had access to information. Everybody is an individual, and some people can access more information than others. And the information was accessed that thoughts travel at 10 to the 41st power per second. you know?
Wow.
So we're talking about a speed where we got, you know, 41 zeros behind it per second. Way faster than the so-called 186,000 miles per second speed of physical visible light. So the reality is the higher up you go, the faster it is. And that's why...
The faster you can get somewhere like another star system, right?
Well, they all interweave and interplay. Like there's that statement mentions there's nine dimensions interacting with the Earth. You know, the living Earth, the planet Earth, the consciousness of Earth. And from what I've read in books, that beyond the ninth dimension, when you get into the tenth, it's a different reality. And but all the dimensions interweave, and this is the total reality. They all can exist in the same spot if the science is there to make it happen. For instance, like each dimension, I call them zones of reality. I hate using the word dimension because it can be easily confused with the length, width, and height of the box you're sitting on. You know, and so I call them zones of reality, and each zone has its parameters of frequency range from which things vibrate. You know, humans are natural, you know, our average comprehension of vibrations, the parameters, like it's known, normal vision is from so many cycles per second up to so many cycles per second. Well, as you get higher the dimensions, we're not talking about individual numbers like 40 cycles per second to 200. We're talking about 10 trillion cycles per second to 100 quadrillion or something like that, or numbers so so big and long that you don't even have names for them. But it continuously increases, and the speed of light increases, too, in these higher realms. It's been said, a hypothetical statement I picked up in a book one time, that if you could be transported right now to stand right before the true God, the single source and center of all that ever was created, you wouldn't even know you were there, because the light is traveling, is vibrating so fast you couldn't comprehend any of it in human form. That's a kind of like a good example of how different it gets. So in other words, if you want to comprehend at the top level to make some sense of what's going on up there, you have to evolve slowly up the scale to vibrate faster and then faster. And I hear, like, when you get past the ninth dimension, you lose your individuality, and you're just vibrating as a conscious entity without a body or any form whatsoever. You're just pure consciousness. But you still have farther, more increases in vibrations to go before you can get to the place called paradise, which I hear is a separate reality that's not even connected to the universe. It just exists by itself, and the only way you get there is you have to be considered qualified to go there, and then you get transported there by some special kind of transport, and there's no way you can get there without being authorized to go there. So that's some of the information that's been revealed. And, of course, everything is known already, basically, not by everyone, but by someone. And on our progress evolving, we find out little by little, the higher we go, the more we find out. And it's a seek and find a journey we're on. And once we get out of the space-time zone we're in the third dimension, it's everything. It's all infinite. There is no time, and then existence is eternal.
On a more worldly level, I wanted to say something before the show is over.
Yeah,
I listened to your song called Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was very, very interested in it. I'm amazed and terrified by the things that are happening right now in Israel.
Well, I got to thank you for the compliment, and I got to hang up on you here because I got to close the show.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling in, and call in anytime. Have a good night.
Sure.
Okay, people, we're getting to the end of the show, and you know how I end my show. Lead guitar part at the end of my song. I give the party in kind. You can buy it at CD Baby Music Store, followed by the song, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everyone. And if you listen to the end of that song, I Gotta Be Somebody, you'll hear a horse galloping. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown, take us out of here. Everybody tune in next week, and we'll all connect the dots. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I